This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. At Trinity Church in Boston.
We shall be known by the ones who sow and reap the seeds that change a life from deep within the earth. It is time now. It is time now that we thrive. It is time we lead ourselves into the West.
World-renowned global health champion Dr. Paul Farmer was honored in a memorial service yesterday. Along with Farmer, the late Thomas White, and others, Dr. Jim Yong Kim co-founded Partners in Health. Dr. Kim described meeting Farmer at Harvard in 1983.
We had a wonderful conversation about many things and discovered that we both had decided to become doctors so that we could fight for social justice. That was the start of an intense and glorious 40-year entwinement that ended physically on February 21st, but continues in my heart. Paul liked to tell us that we shouldn't be too impressed with his ability to work in difficult conditions because, as he would say, he came by it honestly. Growing up in a bus and then a boat with no plumbing, eating hot dog bean soup, driving around in cars that were bought at auctions for a few hundred dollars, all this, it was said, prepared him for his Spartan life as a doctor to the poor. Every day, he made great, personally difficult choices. He chose to put the suffering of others first. He chose to stay up all night with sick patients after everyone else had gone home. He chose to write that quick thank you note that made someone's day. And most recently, he chose to watch the Liverpool soccer game with a sick patient in Butaro to lift that patient's spirits when he knew absolutely nothing about soccer or any other game. The decisions he made every day reverberated throughout the world. We will be studying the life of Paul Edward Farmer for many years to come. Management gurus will talk of the Paul Farmer method for productivity. The Boat Check system for tasks that was so primitive but so effective. Handmade note cards for learning anatomy or anything else that were themselves works of art. His notion of a hermeneutic of generosity where he would beseech us to interpret the words and actions of others with a generous spirit. But as I think now about Paul's legacy, I'm reminded of a question that he asked me in the late 1980s when we were just getting Partners in Health off the ground. Jimbo, he would say, with our ridiculously elaborate educations, what is the nature of our responsibility to the world? Paul, more than any other human being I've ever known, fulfilled completely his responsibility to the world. And in doing so, think about what he left us. A voluminous written record, the innumerable patients he cured and comforted, the legions of students he taught and inspired, Partners in Health, the Department of Global Health and Social Medicine at Harvard Medical School, the Division of Global Health Equity at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and, of course, the University of Global Health Equity in Butaro, where he spent his last blissfully happy days. Now, we must ask ourselves, given the ridiculously elaborate gifts that Paul has left us, what is the nature of our responsibility to the world? How can we come together with our great variety of skills, talents, and resources and ensure that Paul Farmer continues to inspire us and future generations? Can he become that once-in-a-generation figure whose impact in the world grows after an untimely death? I believe it is our collective responsibility to make it so. Pell, we may not be able to see you anymore, but we can feel your presence. You carved out permanent space in all our hearts. I have to believe that you're with Tom White now, looking down at us and smiling. And with both of you up there, I like our odds down here. You left us with so much, but of course we wanted so much more. Don't worry, Pell. We understand our responsibilities. We got your back. We love you, buddy. Rest in peace.
Dr. Jim Yong Kim, reflecting on Dr. Paul Farmer's legacy. Paul Farmer died last month at the age of 62.